It's still in my blood, and I like football, and so you get anxious about the games. You get anxious about the preparation to make sure that everything gets covered that needs to get covered, so that hopefully on Sunday you can go out and perform at a high level. And so that's what we continually work to do.
What has surprised you about Mike's defense this year?
Well, I tell you what, you know, Mike, he's a very studious guy. He's smart. He's organized. And he gets them to play, and they're doing a good job. You know, they're seventh in defense in the NFL, and so and able to get it done without some key guys, too. So that's a positive, and so now we just got to keep going and continue to build on what we got started.
From the years of watching old-fashioned film to now tape, what is it like when you're sitting down and watching number four, and who do you compare him to?
Oh, I tell you what, he is an exciting young player. He's still learning and he's got some things to do, but I like what I see, and I think that he's going to get better as he goes along. And so definitely I'm pulling for him. But making comparisons, I've never been much of a comparison guy, you know, but he does the things well. He can hurt you with his feet. He can hurt you with his arm. He's a good, calm guy under pressure, and he gets a lot done. So I think that that's going to bode well for him in the future.
Can you describe the it factor that a guy like that brings?
You know what? You can't describe the it factor. Guys who have it, they have it, and you know it when you see it. But you can't, it's hard to tell what it is. You know, you take a guy like J.J. J.J. has the it factor, and his it factor is different than Watson's it factor. But you know it when they got it, and you see it.
Do you feel like this league is going to more of a running style quarterback? It used to be just drop back, stay in the pocket. You think it's changing?
I think so, to a degree, because that's what the NFL has to choose from now. You know, all the colleges, they've gone to that running style quarterback and that read zone offense. And so when you have to choose from that, you choose from it, and then I think many times you have to use the ability that the individual has. And then if you decide to change it, you have to work it through it. You know, you just can't change it overnight. So you do what they can do well and see how that works and then go from there.
How do you think OB has grown as a coach?
Well, you know what? Obi is a football guy, and that's one of the reasons I like him a lot. He's all about football, and I think as you get into this business and you work through the things that you work through when you're sitting in a seat that he's sitting in, you learn a lot, you know. And I think, you know, dealing with the players and the idiosyncrasies of pro football, he's getting that done and getting guys to play hard and be competitive, and that'll bode well for him.
What's the learning curve for a defensive play caller? Like, if you were to take us back to when you first started calling plays, how long did it take for you to really feel like you had settled in and had really hit your stride?
I think many times that learning curve depends on who you got playing for you, you know. And if you got some good guys playing for you, the learning curve is a pretty short curve. If the guys are not that good, then the curve is a little bit longer, you know. But I think all coaches, they put in the work. They put in the time to study the opponent, put a game plan together, and then on game day go by that game plan. And if that game plan works, you look good. If the game plan doesn't work, then you don't look as good.
Can you remember a time where you lost to injury, as not just in terms of talent, players like J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless, but are so central to what you do, X's and O's and strategy? Can you remember a time where you calling plays lost something to that end?
No, not me calling plays that I can remember, because injuries are a part of this game, you know, and all coaches have to deal with them. But I remember when I was playing with the Jets, and first game of the year, we lost quarterback Vinny Testaverde. You know, and we had a lot of aspirations for that season about what was going to happen, and then the first game, he's gone. You know, so you've got to pull yourself together, tighten that belt, and keep going. And so I think that's what we have to do here as well.
Bill's talked about it a little bit, your role insofar as now being assistant head coach, how you help
to some degree with game management stuff. Could you just elaborate on that insofar as your role in do we go for it on fourth down or do we kick a field goal or punt? Those types of critical decisions.
Well, my role is to help when he needs it or when he asks for it. And if he does, then I'll give him my opinion. You know, we talk about things, game management. We talk about strategy. We talk about defense. We talk about offense. We talk about a lot of those things during the course of the week, you know. And so, and then if my opinion is wanted or needed on game day, I'm there for him.